Hi, this is Mikayla from Customer Support. How may I assist you?
Oh, hi. I was wondering if you could actually tell me what your company is. I'm trying to figure out what I bought from you guys. I'm looking on at my bank statement.
Yeah, so we represent over 100 online vendors. So if you're seeing a charge, you may have placed an order online for something.
Right. So can you tell me what that was? Can you look it up by name or by
yes. So
number
I would just need your name and zip code.
Yeah, it's Liz David or Elizabeth David. And zip code is 83651.
Okay, one second.
Does incredible hardware, $39.99. Can't for the life of me remember.
So I do have a Elizabeth David here. Could you verify your email for me?
Sure. Ms. Liz64@gmail.com.
Okay. So I see here this account was open on September the 26th with the entry into the drawing for a chance to win the Yeti cooler. Do you recall doing that? Well, actually, it looks like you spoke with someone today.
Oh, gosh. So this charge is for that as well? $39.99 from Incredible Hardware?
Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
My God. I have no idea what I signed up for or have purchased, and I'm going to dispute this with I'd like a refund if you can please. I don't know what I received. Do you know what it was for $39.99?
So when you enter into that drawing, in the terms, it does have two subscriptions with that you're enrolled into if you don't call in to cancel. So the first one is the one that the representative may have explained to you. Basically, you're entered into future drawings for a better chance at winning that item, and you get a $125 gift voucher you can use to purchase different gadgets on their site. The second one, which is the $39.99, is to a fitness app. You get 30 days free, so they don't bill you for the first 30 days to give you a chance to cancel that or try it out before you do decide to cancel. If you don't cancel by that 30th day, they do bill the $39.99 for that fitness app subscription.
Nice.
We can offer you a 50% refund of that $67.32 as a courtesy, because we do know that the way that charges like these, the way that it works with the bank, they open a fraud investigation, they contact us, they verify all the information, and if they are able to verify, like if all the information matches on the account, as in they're able to confirm that you did enter into that drawing for a chance to win the Yeti cooler, it will just result in a chargeback.
Right. Okay, so I've found so far, $67.32 three times, and then this $39.99, gosh, did that happen more than once?
So the $39.99 was only once on November 27th, which you may see it on the 28th for the 29th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, November 27th, and it was for a fitness app.
Right.
I vaguely remember, gosh, yikes. What was it called?
It's called HeroBod. That's the name of the fitness app.
HeroBod. Okay. And it's $39.99 for a year subscription, unless you cancel within the first 30 days.
Well, it is a monthly subscription, so if you wouldn't have called in today, it would have billed again.
Oh, shit. So definitely cancel that.
Yes, ma'am.
Please.
Yeah, well, the representative you spoke to actually did cancel, so canceling one subscription does cancel both of those. So that was canceled, and the confirmation number, she should have gave you a confirmation number, confirms that. I can go ahead and fully refund that $6,732 that you were billed on December the 20th. That's what I'm authorized to do. But yes, and that refunds could take up to 3 to 5 business days. Sometimes it's sooner. It's just dependent upon the banking institution.
Okay, I appreciate it. Can you please, please refund
yes,
that?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you refund anything else? I'm really looking for.
I personally can't, but I can get you over to a supervisor that may be able to, because we can only assist with the most recent charge.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. If you could please. I actually already did a dispute on the with my bank, but I can work it out with them. Hopefully they'll call me. I'd love to work it out with you guys first.
Did you did a dispute for the $39.99 or the $67.32?
No, $67.32 times 3.
Okay, so I would definitely suggest contacting your bank as soon as possible, because if there's a dispute on that charge, what's going to happen is it's not going to accept our refunds at all. So you have to contact your bank as soon as possible, then give us a call back or have your bank call us back, and then we can go forward with refunding you on those charges.
Okay. So you will refund me on all 4 charges?
So what you'll have to do is when you call back in, you'll have to ask to it to request that they drop the dispute and then call us back. I've already put in to refund that last charge. The previous one in the notes, they'll see to just get you over to a supervisor for assistance with the previous charges. If there's a dispute, it's not going to matter that we refunded it, because it's just going to eventually result in them charging back those charges and kicking out our refund.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I said, I'll have your account notated, and thank you for contacting us, and you have a great day and happy holidays.
Let me ask you this. What email address are you guys working under for this $125 voucher? I mean,
it's Ms. Liz 64.
No. What's your email address? Who did it come from? I can't find it in my email.
Yes, it will be coming from support@selectedpremierdiscountsupport.com. We would suggest checking your junk mail. I do see you just spoke with her today. Sometimes, since we are not the physical company, we just customer service for them, it could take about 24 hours before you get your email.
Oh, okay. I didn't ask. Okay. So support@selectedpremierdiscountsupport.com. Discount. Support.com. Okay. Okay. All right. You've been helpful. Thank you.
My pleasure.
I guess I wish I could just take care of this now and get my refunds. But I need to cancel the dispute with the bank and then call you guys back?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so make a note that that's what I'm going to do. All right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for contacting us. You have a great day.
Sure. All right. Bye-bye.